I'm a great aficionado of British sports, especially the unusual ones like cheese throwing. Well, it's a form of bowls, really, but it's played in a Thameside pub, which is not too far from Hammersmith, and they use these great wooden cheeses. A.P. Herbert, the writer, used to play it, and they chuck these great cheeses at the skittles. It's very Brit. And like beating the bounds or rolling oranges down Dunstable Downs, its origins are lost in the mists of antiquity. I once heard a British commentator who was giving a commentary on a game of Yai Alai, that's pelota, the famous game played by the Basques, or originated by the Basques in northern Spain, and he actually said, the ball moves so fast that one honestly believes that there isn't one. It's completely invisible. And I was so entranced by this wonderful statement that I sat down and wrote the next piece. Well, here I am standing just outside the netted area of the Chipping Sodbury Salotta Court. And as far as I know, this is the first time that a sports commentary has been allowed to be given during the course of this ancient and gruelling game. Now, standing beside me is Colonel Miles Pastit, the British authority on Salotta, which he describes as
the sport of princes.
It's a great British sporting event.
No, not exactly, no. British only by adoption from the ancient Peruvian sport of Inca toss, in which a live llama was believed to be used.
Good heavens, how?
Well, we don't actually know. We just believe it.
Could you explain the layout of the Salotta Court?
Yes, certainly, yes. The court, or pitch, as we call it, is three times as long as it's wide, and twice as wide as it's high.
I see.
Now, the plancha, or floor, is four times the height of the nearest player, and is made entirely out of compressed llama droppings.
Really?
This forms a compact and weather-resistant, if somewhat unpleasant, playing surface.
Yeah.
It also bloody nearly crippled us financially.
I can see it. What about the signs and symbols painted on the walls?
Yes. Well, they are, as near as we can imagine them, the actual divisions and playing and scoring areas used by the Incas themselves.
Yeah.
In devising them, of course, we had to attune ourselves to early Inca thinking.
By research and scholarship?
No, by getting blind drunk. The Incas always got legless, you know, before playing Salotta. That way they could stand the pain.
Bullock, hey, Humphrey. Rough or smooth, east or west? Up or down? Sideways? Right, your service.
Oh, a nice rally, yes. A little cautious at first, but opening up beautifully after the third nozzle.
Did you say nozzle?
Technical term, nozzle. Probably wrong.
Serve it to the goggle box.
Yes, a very tense moment this. If Mark Mackerson can get his service into the chuckling lane, he'll take the next 2 points.
Could you explain that?
I'm afraid not. There he goes. Bad luck. He missed when he should have turned. It was probably the crosswind, you know. He suffers a lot from that. Or it could have been his braces slipping.
Their clothing, it's rather strange. Is it traditional?
No, it's their personal choice. Humphrey likes to play in Empire shorts and waders with a gutta-percha bolero over a pink plastic petticoat. And Mark prefers a peppermint-striped nightshirt with sequin appliques tucked into polythene jodhpurs and robe sandals. Traditionalist. Every player dresses as he feels he should, of course, until he's told to leave the court.
By the umpire?
By the police.
Oh.
It's a very erotic game, Salotto.
Very erotic.
Yes, last season was unbelievable. We were opened by the Lady Mayoress in the morning and closed by the vice squad in the afternoon. Yes, Salotto's growing in popularity every day. Now, there goes the second rally. Did you hear that? The crowd's gone mad.
Where is the crowd?
Oh, miles away. It's far too dangerous a sport for spectators. God knows what would happen to them if we allowed them to watch.
But the crowd sounds, I heard them.
Yes, that was recordings. course, yes. Far safer. Yeah. We record the crowd separately, and then we play the recording back after each rally. But what are the crowd watching then? Blue films. Yes, we find that gets them going. By George, things are hotting up now. If Kowalski makes this trucker, he'll be dead certain for the International Reuben Sandwich Finals in Bogota in 1999. Pity. He'll be a bit old for it.
Could you be more specific, Colonel?
Quiet, man. It's a sense of dribble.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there he goes.
No, I'm afraid not.
Either do I. And upwind of that. Yeah. Only Obolensky was alive to see it. Well done, Humphrey. Well done.
Near thing, old man. How is a near thing?
Excuse me. I wonder, gentlemen, could I see your bats?
Bats?
Yes, bats.
Did you call them bats?
Yes, bats.
Did you hear that, Mark? He called them bats.
No. These are no bats, no. These are our waffle boards. They're made out of high-impact seaweed. Bats, indeed.
And the ball.
Aye, well, that's quite different.
Could I see us a lot of ball?
Yes, all right, if you must. Show him yours, Humphrey. Right. Here. Seen enough?
Yeah, I didn't quite see it.
Show him again, Humphrey. There. Did you get it?
Yeah, but I couldn't see it at all.
No, and all you should. And after all, Salotta is the fastest game on earth. No one can see the ball. It's much too quick.
Who are those two chaps?
The ones in the white coats. They're the marshals.
Now, come along, lads. It's time for tea. Back you go.
No, I shan't.
Come along, Mac. It's crumpets for tea.
Ah, all right. But I won. Tell them I won, Humphrey. That's the red motor bus you owe me, Colonel.
I never get a red motor bus. Only those bloody purple rubber crocodiles. Oh, hell!
There they are, lads. Go on and have a nice tea and crumpets.
No need for the checking, George. I'll come quietly.
Wait a minute. Wait, you mean to say that they're... I mean, that they're slightly... Well, you know, I mean...
Yes, of course. Yes, I mean, how else could they play Salotta? It's all in the mind, you know. It's all in the mind.
Then, you mean we can't see the ball because there isn't one?
Precisely. Yes, precisely, yeah. By the way, the lads would like you to have this box.
What is it?
Salotta balls. Don't open it until I've gone, will you? There's a good chap. Where the hell am I going to get some more rubber film?
Well, I'm terribly sorry about that. They're all a bit weird here. Yeah? I'll just open the box to see if there's a note inside. Nothing. Well, I'll just make sure. Turn it upside down and give it a bang. Oh, no, not that. Oh, please, not that. Oh, God, not that. I can